This is episode number 2271 of the Who Cares News for Friday, August 12th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Savannah Guthrie pulled an us yesterday.
An us?
She overslept.
Now, I might say that we don't oversleep much, or one of us doesn't, or one does. Look, but when you've been doing morning radio for a long time, or morning television for that matter, yes, the occasional oversleeping happens. It has. And it's embarrassing as all get out. Let me tell you. It's like, I don't want to talk for 2 hours. It's like, oh, I'm late. I can be late for another 2 hours while I sit here and get brave enough to open the mic and say something to the audience. It's like, I know, I blew it, man. But so Savannah, I didn't mean to steal her.
Well, she said that she took to Instagram to document her rush from home to Studio 1A.
Of course she did, yeah.
Overslept big time, she wrote. It's 6:34 a.m. and I'm still in the car.
Ooh, she's supposed to be on the air at 7 on the Today Show. Wow. Wow.
And I'll go kind of go through this as I'll give you the alternate theory.
Okay. All right.
Insiders say she was at her upstate home, which is a two-hour drive. Two hours.
2 hours? Wow, that's a commute, even in the middle of the night.
It's a 2 hour drive from the studio and got it. Is that even worth it? And got into the car at 5 a.m.
She makes 40 million.
Instead of the expected 3 a.m.
It's worth it. She makes 40 million.
So she made.
And she's got a driver. She doesn't drive.
That's true. Now, she made it to air just in the nick of time after a quickie hair and makeup session.
Sounds like she didn't get in until at least 6:40.
Right.
So I gave her 20 minutes to get in the chair and get to the set.
She had already, the hairdresser and the makeup artiste.
Yeah.
They were on standby. They
were
ready.
Yeah.
They were ready with brushes in hand.
It's code red. You know that.
The brushes were in hand.
Code red. Savannah's late.
Some say the reason she overslept was to show NBC Brass who's boss.
What?
So here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
There are rumors. Now, Hoda Kotb is on vacation. Mm-hmm. And evidently, Savannah and Hoda have a little feud.
Oh.
Evidently, it's a big feud.
Oh.
So there are rumors that Savannah and co-host, they don't get along.
We know how this ends on the Today Show.
So.
And Curry.
Some people say that, you know, it's a dig at Hoda.
But she was on vacation, so it would have been one thing to leave her, like, stranded.
But like they say, if Savannah is 10 minutes late, it's a code red.
I know, code red.
And there's a staffer of news people on alert to go find Savannah.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that they would have called out the fire
car
department.
The car shows up at the same time at her house every day.
Yeah, okay.
And you don't think that driver is going to sit there and think, well, I don't know, she didn't come out.
No, of course not. They know exactly where she is every moment of every day. Because the deal is that she is the main news person or the face of NBC News in the morning. So if there's an emergency or whatever, they're going to go
breaking
haul her
story,
cookies in.
Something, something,
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so the driver's not going to sit in front of her house for an hour waiting for her.
Maybe today was supposed to be Zoom day. Maybe she was supposed to Zoom the news today.
No.
No?
It just seems... The fact that she would oversleep is just—it's a little fishy to me.
Yes,
wee bit fishy.
The fact that she didn't leave, she's supposed to leave her house like at 3 a.m. She didn't leave
her
house.
This says 3. Now I've read another report that it's 4.
But she didn't leave for an hour. I mean, I would have broke down the door if I was the driver.
Yeah.
If she wasn't answering the phone or her text or whatever, I would have broke down the door. Anyway, there you go. I thought that was kind of fun to hear that somebody else oversleeps besides us.
And who knows? Maybe she did.
Yeah, maybe she did.
Maybe she did. Well, apparently Kimmy can't hold her liquor, but Kylie can.
Oh, wow.
That's like a tongue twister.
Yeah.
Kim can't hold her liquor, but Kylie can.
Well, okay. That's interesting.
While celebrating her 25th birthday, Kylie Jenner caught her older sister spitting out a shot of liquor. And it was filmed.
Of course it was filmed.
She's a spitter.
Jesus. God, I can't believe you said that.
Maybe
I can't believe you said that.
Maybe that's why Pete broke up. I'm kidding. Oh, man.
They should not drink shots. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's it.
She's going to spit them out.
Anyhow, Kylie Jenner caught her older sissy spitting out a shot of liquor she tried to shoot at Kylie's 25th B-Day bash aboard a super yacht.
I wonder if the below deck people were there. They probably know the below deck people. They're probably in the same network.
Wouldn't that be cool if they filmed that?
Oh, yeah, that would be amazing. That would be amazeballs.
And slightly hilarious.
Yeah, Kylie on below deck, I'm ready. I'm so ready. It's like, oh, the food is just crap. Tell that guy in the kitchen, Chefy's bad.
All right, so in the video shared to Kylie's TikTok account Thursday, Kylie is opening birthday gifts when Kim interrupts her sister to ask if she can take a shot.
Oh, my God.
Why would you have to interrupt us? Why would you have to say, hey,
she wants the attention.
Can I take a shot?
She wanted the attention. The camera was not on her. So she had to announce that she was going to take a shot so she could look uber cool.
Camera. It's like some people say, mom.
I wonder if she even has to say that. I mean, all she has to do is clear her throat. I'm sure the camera's like, oh, crap. She wants us to shoot her.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. It's like,
All right, so Kimmy interrupts.
Of course.
Wants to take a shot. And it wasn't long after taking a sip, however, that Kim spits out the shot as her shock quickly turns to laughter. Kim struggles to gain composure, coughing and hanging on to the table in front of her
man,
to steady
herself. Coughing in the whole bit. Yes. Oh, my God. This is alcohol abuse, people. Alcohol abuse. She spit it out.
Right? Now, elsewhere in the video, Kylie and other party guests joked that they were going to take 25 shots for Kylie's
25 shots? You're not going to make it past 7. At 7, you're going like, I got to slow it down. At 9, you puke up whatever's left in you.
If I took 7 shots, you might as well just call the ambulance.
I don't know if you could get to 7. I know I couldn't.
People can down shots pretty fast.
Yeah, but it's like the food competitions. You hit a wall at a certain time. It's like, oh, crap, that was one too many. I'm going to toss my cookies.
Yeah, I pace myself when I drink.
I hate that. Well, yeah, you kind of have to. Yeah. Everybody has to. I mean, it's like,
well, not everybody does.
No, but we're all built the same, kind of.
Kind of in a roundabout sort of way.
Well, we're all Homo sapiens. So, we can only handle so much liquor.
Two legs, two arms.
I don't care what anybody says. Has nothing to do with ethnicity either. Your body's built.
And sometimes it doesn't even have to do with body weight or, sometimes it has to do, what have you not eaten?
All right. With our apologies to Halle Berry today, we've run out of time. More Who Cares news on Monday. Have a great weekend. And
that's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares news and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.